Okay, we're at the end of Siddur Tesvav at Sif Chav Ches, and we've gone through the Arayos, the numerous types of Isurim, in something of a mesudatical way. And at the end, we finished all of the relatives that are Aser, so the Shulchan Aruch sticks in a few important Yediyas that touch on Yisaides. Chavzai touched on the Nemanis, that someone died. Chavches, as we're going to see, touches on another Yisaid. Before I begin, I figured a Siman Tezvav issue for Shavuos. The following is the question. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, some of them were married to relatives that would become Aser at Matan Torah. There are certain relatives that are mutter for Bnei Noach, many, that are mutter for Bnei Noach and also for Bnei Yisrael. For example, Amram Yecheved, Amram married his aunt. Ben Noach's allowed to marry his aunt, and Ben Yisrael's not allowed to. Question. What happened at Matan Torah? When those relatives went out of Mitzrayim, and they were married, and they go to Kabbalah Satira, surprise, one of the Isurim, Issacharis, is you and your wife. I don't doubt some married people were relieved to hear that. And they sort of had it out. But the question is, what happened to those that wanted to stay married, and by Kabbalah Satira, they found out that their relationship is an Issacharis.
But it came to be before Matan
Torah. So the marriage was before Matan Torah. So could they continue?
What about the children?
I mean, the children were Mamzer? They weren't born from the Bias Issa. The children that were born before Matan Torah were not born from a Bias Issa. Otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu would be a Mamzer. But the question is afterwards. This is not just the act of marriage, it's the continued husband wife relationship of Gilei Erva. The question is, if they are married beforehand, does it? Then I guess that's the question. So if Gershon is Gaia Kut and Shanaila, then there were no relatives afterwards. So after Matan Torah, all the relationships fell apart. Means that they stayed relevant. So let me give you, I know three Maramakaivas on the topic. One is the Meshechachma of Parshas Veschana. It starts in a very interesting way. He quotes, Meshechachma quotes the Chassam Sefer, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. The Chassam Sefer writes, Yogati Voloi Matzasi. That's what he writes. Yogati Voloi Matzasi, to find a makar for what Chazal say that Gershon is Gaier Kakot Shaday Ladami. He writes this in Amasach Tzavay Dazar in his Pirish. You got to have it sussy to find the makar. It's a makar in the Gemara, but where do you have that in makar in Chazal in Chumash? So the Meshech Chachma says the following. He says that if the Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shuvu Lechem Lo Yaleichem, which Chazal say, before Matan Torah, the Shosim Egbola, they were also to their wives. See, after Matan Torah, Shuvu Lechem Lo Yaleichem means go back to your wives. He says, but some were married to wives that were also to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, accept. He said, Shuvu Lechem Lo Yaleichem, made no exceptions. So the Meshech Chachma says that that's the source, that Gershon is Gaier Kakot and Shanai Ladami. It's a Gemara Yevamis, he brings up Memvav, that Kabbalah Satayra was a type of Geiris. And he says that they were, that's the Makar, Gershon is Gaier Kakot and Shanai Ladami. And Memela, everyone was mutter to each other. And that says in the Meshech Chachma. I looked up, it's a short Meshech Chachma.
Aren't they all Makai Mason?
If
they die, then when they get back.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to pass get halachas from that. It says parcha mishmasam a couple of times. They don't bring as a halachic idea. It's interesting, you're right. Now, the Maral in Gur Aryeh on Parshas Vayigash, and it's brought in the Shef Shmaitz and his Agdama. The Maral writes a Chiddush LaHalacha. He says it can't be that my Matan Torah, it was Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shanay Ladami, because it says that the people were Boichim L'Mishpachay Seyem. It says that after Matan Torah, it doesn't say it until Ba'loich, I think, right in the next week's parsha. But it says that after Matan Torah, they were Boichim L'Mishpachay Seyem. The Gemara says Aliske Mishpachay Seyem Shenesor Lahem, I think it says, because they became also to their relatives. If Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shanay Ladami, So they didn't become asa to their relatives. They had no relatives. So the Samaral says, Taka, why not? He brings the same Gemara in Yavamis, that Matan Torah was a Geiris. So listen to what the Maral says. The Svara needs Ian. Maral says the following. He says that we only say Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shanay Ladami when it's a voluntary Geiris. When someone's Megayer voluntarily. When someone is Megayer, because Kafalayim Harkagigas, they're forced to do Geiris, then there's no deed of Gershon is Gayer Kakat Shaday Ladami. The Svara escapes me a little bit. What? Yeah, but he has no relatives. It's not a Raya. He gets forced, but the Klal doesn't apply. I'll tell you, there's a piece in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, Maimer Chof, who explains the Svara in a very deep way. It's hard to explain it api alacha, but that's what Maral says. The Maral is much earlier than the Meshech Chachma, or even Sav Sefer. And the Maral writes that Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shaday Ladami does not apply to somebody who Yomagayar Bal Karcha. And he says that they became Aser. After Matan Torah, those who are married to relatives, they came Aser. They were sinned by it, that they became Aser. But you know, like, what are you going to do? Nit the Torah, Nischat Shalacha, that's a din. So they tak out to be Pirish Menesheseyim. The Shef Shmaitzer brings a very geshmak araya. He says, you all know by Pur Ravu, it's a machlekes b'sil b'shamay, what you have to do for Pur Ravu. So Basil says,
well,
Zachar and Akeva. Where does he learn it from? From Briyasu Shalom. Briyasu Shalom was Zachar and Akeva. She said, Puravu is Zachar and Akeva. Beshamai holds to Zacharim. Where does he learn it from? From Meshu Rabbeinu, who was Parish Meishtai after he wouldn't, if he wasn't Makai Puru, he wouldn't have Parish Meishtai. So Beshamai says, so we learn out that Puravu is to Zacharim. Says the Gemara says, why didn't Beis Hillel learn from there? So Beis Hillel was Moshe, was Mechadish Meatzvah, and Hashem was masking. There's no Raya for Moshe. But Beis Shammai holds the Raya for Moshe. Frektishev Shmaitz, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, if a guy has children, and he's Megayer, presumably it means the children are Megayer with him, is he Mekayim Pur Ravu with the children he had beforehand? So Rabbi Yechon says that you became Pur Ravu. Imagine that he had children with his goyim, and he became Pur Ravu. What?
That's
what
Shemus
is saying. No, it says about Pur Ravu. They bring the raya from there that Pur Ravu is not a ma'aseh mitzvah; it's a teitzah. That's the mitzvah they have to compare on that. But it says Pur Ravu taka. Rabbi Yechon says you became Pur Ravu. Is that he's brought in children? And Reish Lakish says he's not Mekayim Pur Ravu. Why? Because Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shanay Ladami. That's what Reish Lakish says. Gershon got no Shanay Ladami. So you had children before you. That doesn't count for now.
Will these children keep it up at aim?
So I don't know what that halacha is. Shalo Yaim Rubanu Mekedusha Kal Mekedusha Chamura. The Ger shouldn't say before I was Megayer. Even Megayer, no. Yeah, so that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shlo Yaim Rubanu Mekedusha Kal Mekedusha Chamura.
I don't know
the answer to that. But Frektishev Shmaitzer, it's Shver the Maral. It's Shver on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Reish Lakish says that after you're Megayer, what you had children beforehand is not for a Revuah. But Beishamai learns that out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had children before Matan Torah. And then he had Matan Torah, which we say is a Geirus. And we say is Mekayeh for Revuah. So according to the Meshe Chachma, that Gershon is Geir, Kukat and Shadayla, it's very schwer. How could it be that the Beishami says you learn out Pur Revu from Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Gershon is Geir, Kukat and Shadayla Dami. So Zakta Shvaitza, it's a raya to the Maral, that by Matan Torah, since Matan Torah is Bar Korchach, there's no din of Gershon is Geir, Kukat and Shadayla Dami. So Mimele, you could learn out of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that you Bekai Pur Revu. But Amida Kisa, that all of the Arayas that were Aser, that became Aser Mantai, became Aser to them. It's a tremendous, it's not enough community of today, but at the time Matan Torah, according to Meshech Chachma, everyone stayed married. And they had to do Kiddushin afterwards, I don't know. They had to, what happened after Matan Torah? They had a mass Kiddushin, a chuppah. Beforehand, they got married like today. Nayaf, I don't know, but this is the machlokes of all these arayas b'shas Matan Torah. If they became aser, they had to separate, or they didn't have to separate. It's a fascinating machlokes. The Maral needs a little hesber. Well, what's the hesber if you're megayer bar karchach? So it's different. It's different. It's not a very geshen as
gayer. They have to separate from their wives then.
Well, that they had to do to be tar of Balkari. It was not because of the relationships, right? No matter who they were married to. Excuse me? Before Matan Torah, did they have Kedushin? Did they have Ksuba? I would think not, but Rashi in Chumash says in Vayechi, by Yosef, that Yosef said, these are two children Hashem gave me Bozer. Rashi's Lashon is Heraloi Shtar Erisin Mishtar Ksuba. Those who became us to the wives, that they have to pay the Ksuba. Why is he Sham? I don't know. I would say they have plenty of money at that point. It didn't matter. But my experience is the more money a person has, the less he wants to give any of it away. I find that it's usually the other way. But that's a good shiloh. I don't know. The shiloh is how Yosef did Kedushin. There were no other Jews. There were no other Yidden. How did Yosef do Ishtaris? How's he the Kaddish and Isha? He sent the message to Shvatim, they should come be Eid and Kedushin. Pashtus, you need Eid. Pashtus.
That's why he was the Kaddish Mishnah.
If you hold Sav Yod, it works. It could be there's such a thing, Purim. Taisus asks why Mordechai didn't give a get to Esther. So Taisus says he wanted to keep it secret. You give a get, you need to wait. So the Rashba doesn't like that. The Rashba says the get b'ksav yada, he doesn't need Adam. Chiddush of the Rashba. So if you garish a woman and you sign it, the husband signs it b'ksav yada, you don't need Adam. So he says he could have done it with a get of ksav yada. Later they'll need a kiyum. Okay, they need the kiyum beforehand. They'll eventually need the kiyum. But I guess. So maybe Kedushin too, you could do Kedushin also. So I don't know. Okay, let's turn to the end of Simen Tesvav. Sif Chav Ches is the last sort of heavy Sif. We have four Sifim left. Sif Chav Ches. Now, it's an extremely complicated Sif, so let me first review what we know already. The normal aguna shaila is when a man disappears and a wife wants to remarry. And that's Simen Yud Zayin. Where a man disappears and a wife wants to remarry. We spoke in Sif Chav Zayin about a reverse case. where a woman disappears. The woman went out on a trip from Dina Sayam, and the husband is left not knowing if his wife is alive or not alive. So in general, he can't remarry. The Beis Shmuel said that even for Chen Rabbeinu Gershom, he needs witnesses that she died in order to remarry. And more significantly, the case is where he wants to marry his wife's sister. So if his wife is alive, then she's an erva to him. If his wife died, then she's mutter to him, because that's the one erva that comes off. After the Holocaust, there were cases like that where men lost their wives and they married their wife's sisters who survived. And the question was, what level of proof you need that the wife died? Now, the case, we pick up the story after he married her. Let's say he had two eidim. He married his wife's sister, and then his wife returns. Hello, she knocks on the door. And it says Mr. and Mrs., her husband with a Mrs., but the Mrs. is her sister. While she was gone, her husband married her sister. So what's the halacha? Obviously, the marriage to the sister is batal. And can he take back his original wife? Yes, he can take back the original wife. We have a halacha that if a woman is mizana tachas baila, she's asura to her husband. But a man who married the sister, that doesn't answer. So he's allowed to go back to his original wife. So that's simple enough. Case number two. A man, his wife went to the Medina Sayam, and she didn't come back. And in the meantime, this man, not a good man, he was mizana with an Eishes Ish. And later, the wife comes back, and she asks it to her husband. For me, it's mizana with Eishes Ish. The man is not asked to the original husband. Also, it's a double pashut. He's allowed to go back to her. So in each of these cases, the man, when the wife comes back, is mutter. What we're going to say here is a combination case. You're going to have here a case where a man's woman goes off and he thinks she's not here. And the man marries her sister. The chap in this story is that the sister was married and her husband went on the trip with the wife. Okay, it's a complicated case. Her husband went on the trip with the wife. You can only talk about it if it really happened, right? So here you have, let's call it, Reuven married Rachel and Shimon married Leah. So Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah. Who went on the trip? Reuven's wife, Rachel. She went on a trip with Shimon. Now, why they're doing this, I don't know. But the two of them went off on a trip. In other words, the woman went with her sister's husband. And they both disappeared. They both didn't come back. So, when they didn't come back, now, let's say Adam came and said they died. It doesn't matter why. The remaining Reuven said, well, my wife's not here. I'll marry Leah. Her husband's not here. My wife's not here. So, he assumed they died. And he married Leah. He married Leah. And they both come back. They both come back. So now you have a big mess. So let's think it through. Is Shimon allowed to go back to his wife? No, Shimon, his wife is Eishes Ish, that was Nizan. Shimon can't go back to his wife, right? Nesul Abayal Abayal. Can Reuven go back to his wife? Yes, why not? A man who is mizana is allowed to go back. So look what it says here. Sivchavches. Halcha ishtai ubal achos ishtai l'medina acheres. The wife, Reuven's wife, and bal achos ishtai, and Shimon, went l'medina acheres, ubal v'omru lai, mesa ishtecha bal achosa, we should say vibala chayis. Meso ishtecha, your wife died. Ubal, is that what you have in the new Gemara in the Shulchan Aras? Okay, ubala chayisa, and the man. So only one thing to do. Nasa chayis ishtai. So he went and he married his wife's sister, who is an almana now. And suddenly, the wife and the brother-in-law, they show up. Ruvei married his wife's sister. She needs a get. Why does she need a get? She was neshesish. We'll see in a minute. Loishlan nisisloi, api beiz eidim, api eid echad. And Asura Legisai, she's asked to go back to her husband. The Ishtai Asura Olav. And his wife is asked to him, Loishna Haisin Asura Loi, Ayarusasi. It doesn't say why. It just has this very unusual case. And it's a new Isser. It's a new Isser. There are Isser Darabadan only in this case. You know, Chazal don't make Darabadans for David Loshriach, but here they made this Gezer. Very hard to understand why. So Baruch Hashem, the Taz explains it to us. The Taz is Chaf, and the Taz here is not coming to say Chidushim. He's just coming to explain Pshat. Achais Ishtai Tzmichei Menu Get. Why? Achais Ishtai. Remember, Ruvein and Shimon married Rachel Leah. Ruvein married Leah. They didn't really marry Leah because Leah was Eishes Ish. She didn't know it. Leah was Asatim for two reasons, right? Leah was Aser, she's Eishes Ish, and Achais Ishtai is both. So nevertheless, Tzichei Menu Get at Tam Shema Yavei Gisei Tchila. Isn't this Gezeira? Maybe he'll think his wife is dead. The brother-in-law will come first. V'shayach loy megirish gisai v'nisazeh. People are going to think that the gisai was megarish this woman, and he married her. Akein tzricha get. Therefore, she needs a get. People shouldn't think, why did this man marry his wife's sister? She's a shesesh. Must be that she got a divorce. And then, after Tova Yishayachakach, now he's in trouble. He gave a get to his wife's sister. So that's a Chayz Kirushasai. So now, even though the get is only for a Chumrah, after Tova Yishayachakach, King Yishavar Nasin get La Chayza, Neser Yishayalab, Bechem a Chayz Kirushasai. It's like a Marisayan. Ki Haraya, someone who sees Shigirish a Chayza, Shemayne Yadeh, Shazu Haysa Yishayt Chila. Since they come separately, you can have this mass, even if they come together. This is a very difficult to understand set of Gezeiros Derabbanan. That when you have this unique case, because only on this case, which who knows if it happened once in the Gemara, but who knows if it is ever going to happen again. That you know what has to happen. The wife and brother-in-law have to disappear. And the man has to marry his wife's sister. And they have to come back alive. Both. But in such a case, Chazal made this set of Gezeiros, which is difficult to understand. My only way of understanding is going back. I mentioned in the past, I don't know any other source for this. But I had, as a bacher, there was remember Shia Eisen? Remember Shia? Shia Eisen was a Talmud. He was about 5 years older than me. He had leukemia. And in those days, leukemia, they just said stay in the house. They didn't have any refuah. And I used to go to learn with him one night a week and Shabbos afternoon. We learned Erevin together. He knew he didn't have much time to live. Never learned Erevin, so the first time I learned Erevin, I learned it with him. His father was a Talmud of Rabaran. When we were learning Erevin, I don't remember where in Erevin it came up, we came to the Gezeira of Sandal HaMesumah. Chazal said, you're not allowed to wear cleats on Shabbos. He was saying, you can't wear cleats, you can rip up grass, no. Gemara says, why are you not allowed to wear cleats? Maisa Shahoya. One time the Jews were hiding in a cave from the Romans, and it was Shabbos, and there was a rumor that the Romans were coming, which wasn't even true, and they panicked, and they all rushed out of the cave, and it was a disaster. There was a stampede, and people stepped on each other because they were wearing cleats. They killed each other. So Chazal made a gzeira, you're not allowed to wear cleats on Shabbos.
Only on Shabbos.
only a Shabbos. So to me, I was learning with them. I said, what a strange Gezeira. Because of one Mishunadika story that happened, had nothing to do with Shabbos either. It wasn't Shabbos. It could have said, you should make a Gezeira, never wear cleats. You can make a Gezeira, don't hide in caves. You can make a Gezeira, don't stampede. You know, like the whole thing. So Shia's father was there. I don't remember his first name. Shavuot Tukhanei, the Tyre Yid. And he said, B'shem Rabarin. The Rabarin explained, there's some Gezeiris in Chazal that the Davar Mishuna happened, that Chazal made Gezeiris. So from where did they come to make the Gezeira? He said, Chazal understood, Baruch Kodshav, that it wasn't because this mice is going to happen again. Because the mice happened through something. They understood Baruch Kodesham that this thing needs to be exera, that there has to be exera. It wasn't all Tami Nigla because it will happen again. It was because Chazal saw in the story, in the Mishnah Dikah story, some higher message. This way said Mishim Rebaran. And as I learn, I should try to collect all the places. This came up every once or twice a year. It comes up. Lungamaris, they make gezeiros on unusual store, Maisim Shahayu. And I don't know, it must be that Chazal understood somehow that there's an underlying issue here that the Rabbanim is supposed to address.
Why should it be called a gezeira, though?
It's a Gezeira Rabbanah.
But Gezeira indicates like a fence because it might come to...
Well, it is a Gezeira for something that happened. It's just we can't understand it.
When they're wearing cleats, they didn't have to... The Jews.
Yeah, the Jews. My recollection is that those who are hiding were wearing and they stampeded on each other, my recollection. Maybe wrong. Anyway, Al Kapadim, this is a Gezeira Rabbanah. On a rare case, and this is not when I said Sivchav Ches has like a major chiddush. I didn't mean the Mechaber, I meant the Ramah. The Ramah here talks about something that's more yisaitistic. Now, before we learn the Ramah, I want to remind you, by Saita, it says v'nitma two times. We learn echad habal v'echad labayim. That means if a man is mezana with anxious ish, he asks her on her husband. Kishem shasura labal asura labayil. So man's mezavut an eshes ish, and later the husband divorces her or dies. This man is never allowed to marry this woman, because once he's mezavut an eshes ish, then it's a deraisa. It's an israsei. V'nitma yo'asa. What we're going to discuss in this ramah is whether that applies when there's a pre-existing issa. In other words, a man is mezana with an eshes ish, but the eshes ish is his wife's sister. It's his wife's sister anyway. Forgetting the complicated story of the Mechaber, regular case. A man, Rachman al-Hassan, is mezana with his wife's sister. And now she's also to her husband. Do we say, Kshem shasura labal asura labayil, that just like she now nitma'a to her husband, she's also to him? Or do we say, what do you mean? He's asatar anyway. It's a chais ishtai. Do we say with the pre-existing iser that asura labayil? Doesn't have kamina? If he dies, if the husband dies, and the iser, if his, they both have to, the wife dies, and the man gives a get, or dies, and whether he's going to be asatar afterwards. This is what the Ramah talks about. Let's learn the Ramah, and we'll see where it comes to play. Ramah says, Ibab is nus alachos ishtai, umesa ishtai vigisai. A man is mezana with his wife's sister, and then both his wife and the one that was mezana's husband both die. Yeshayimrim. The question: why the Ramah says Yeshayimrim? To also lisa achakach alachos ishtai. He's not allowed to marry her. The kshem shasur labal kachasur labayil. We all know that rule. You mezanur a man's mezanur eshesir also to both. Afal pisha haisa asura la balachachi. This is the chiddush of the sin. Afal pisha haisa asura la balachachi. Even though she's also to him anyway, we say that the Isser comes. Now, you can Isser right away. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. We'll talk about it in a minute. But this is the Chiddush of this Ramah. That the rule of being Asa to a man that's Mizana with Eishas Ish applies even if there was another Isser. Now, the guy in here, the Gra, says, now wait, this is an old dispute. Iksubis on Gimel Amid Beis is a Taisus. The olden days we used to get there in this man, we used to get to go on the base. So there's a Taisus. Taisus, a fascinating story. A guy was Mizana with an Eishas Ish. A guy was Mizana with an Eishas Ish. And then the husband divorced him. He divorced her. He was Mizana with a guy. He divorced her. Then the guy was Megayer. He was Megayer. Now he wants to marry the woman he was Mizana with. It's a story. I mean, please, my brain time says it's a Maisa Shahaya. Rabbeinu Tam writes, I was mapped to the guy to marry, the ger, to marry. He doesn't say that. He says, Zirmasusim Zirmasam. He says the most, you don't want the church to hear about this. It's disparaging. It says, there's no, the bia of a guy doesn't count. Bia Zirmasusim Zirmasam. How do you translate that? And the bia of a guy, now it's interesting, the bia of a guy, does it ask the wife on her husband?
No.
We know from Achashverosh.
No.
Right? Achashverosh, Mazan with Esther, became us to Mordechai, Kesher Avaditi Avaditi. No one could argue. But the bia of a guy asks her to a husband, but doesn't ask her on the guy, because for the guy, a bia Zirmasusim Zirmasam. What he was boiled before he was Megayer, it doesn't count. It counts like a hug. It doesn't count like I'll be him.
But she's
that also to teach other. They're both that also to each other. Rabbi, right, I was mad to them. He's saying it was a Maisa Shahaya. So the Rivam, Benutam's cousin, he said, what? What? Rivam argued. Rivam says, what? It's enough of Bia to ask her to her husband. It should be enough of Bia to ask her the Mizana. So the Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam argued. What happened in the story, I don't know, because it's not a storybook. It doesn't go through the whole story. But it says Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, they had this dispute. So the Rosh brings the Machlokes. He brings the story that the guy, it was Mizana, it was Megayer. Rabbeinu Tam said you can marry her, Rivam said you can't marry her. Again, it doesn't bring the end of the story. But the Rosh says, what Rabbeinu Tam says, Zirmasusim Zirmasam, he says, that's not true. Where do you get that from? But he's right anyway. He's right anyway. He says, this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, the Bia of a guy is a Bia. And an Asas are on a husband. And what about Asering on the guy? He says, the guy is Asatar anyway. The guy is Asatar because a woman's an Asatar guy. So Kishem Shasura Labala Asura Labayo only applies when the bayal is mutter to the woman. When the bayal is also to the woman anyway, so what are you talking about? Shem Shasura Labayal, Asura Labayal. He's a guy. If he's a guy, we don't say Asura Labayal. That's what the Rosh says. Then that Rosh is the opposite of this Ramah. Ramah says, we say Shem Shasura Labayal, Asura Labayal, even where it's his wife's sister, it's also to him anyway, we still say Asa Labayim. The Rosh says, no. If the Rosh says, if it's Asa, if it's a guy, see, he said, Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't agree with the Zirma Susa business. But nevertheless, the fact that it's a guy, he can't ask her. See, he passes like Rabbeinu Tam, but not me Tam. So Pashit, why is the Ramah say Yeshayim? This is not like the Rosh. The Ramah's passing this way. Why is the Yeshem is not like the Rosh? Now you'll understand the Gra, because the Gra speaks in riddles. But now you'll understand the Gra. The Gra Mem Hei, listen to what he says. Gra Mem Hei, Imba, that's going on the Ramah. Imba is Nostach Eishishta. Imba, Ratzalayma. Alpha Gab the big guy, cause of her Rosh, Bereish Ksubis. Bishum diksev nitma v'nitma. That she becomes asur labar, asur labayo. Kmei shamru b'seita chavav amin aleph. Nachri mekana lay ayide baila. There's seita, there's an iser for a guy by seita. Pshita sakrek, v'aslai v'kamashlan. Avagad delay kamina v'nitma labayo. So Gemara Saita says, even though there's no v'nitma on the guy, the kama kamina v'nitma labal. For seita, yasit rabal, kamashlan rosh b'ksu v'sham. Imkei. Who are them bishara rayis? Then, according to the Rosh, that it apply that it doesn't apply. Who are the bishara rayis? Kamesh kasev ayideh kol arayis. Pashit man diyam nitma kamash malad. So he says, according to the Rosh, it shouldn't be like this, Rama. Then the guy says, makabakai. This is what he says. Still, b'chayis isha, by other ervis. Yasir anyway, there's no asur labal, asur labayim. Bachais isha, kim di yesh lo heter, since your wife's sister could become mutter to you, karinim bevin mitma labayim, the rush would be maida, v'loidami l'goy. I, goy, also is a heter, I, de geiris. Someone said this. The geshen is gai kan shenai l'dami. See, you can't compare it to a guy. Goy is geshen is gai kan shenai l'dami. Which is not like the Rosh, not like the Rivam, not like the Menotam, the guy is saying. The guy is saying, by a guy, it's a Kanshanelid. The guy has no heter, so he'll be a Kanshanelid. So by a guy, the Rosh could be right. But by a Chaisishtai, the Ramah is right. This is what the guy is saying. It's a Chiddush, and if you understand the background, now, again, the shaila is, do we have a rule that if you ask the bayal anyway, that the isla bayal doesn't ask the bayal, if you ask it anyway? So the Ramah says, yes, there's an isla bayal. The Rosh Pashta says, no. So the Gros says, the Rosh is only saying it by a guy who'll never be mutter, unless he's Gershon this guy, a kachnelda. But by Chesishtai, you do become asla bayal. This is what the Rosh is saying, and we have this klal. Now, to give a global perspective, there's Sefer Divrei Yosef on Hilchos Ishus. He says the following: we all learned there's a rule, ein isachal al isa, which is emes a rule. The Gemara says it by Arayas. Gemara has a case, if I recall correctly, two brothers married two sisters. You'll help me. Yeah. One brother married one sister first. I mean, like Reuven married Rachel. At that moment, Leah became also to him. She's nervous, right? First, Reuven married Rachel. Leah became also to him. That's which year of Erva? Then Shimon married Leah. So Leah now is a double Isser. Besides a Chaisishta, it's also Eisha Sachiv. Also Eisha Sachiv. Do we say Issachal al Isser?
Is this an
Issachal? One second. Do we say this is not called anything? It's just a specific Isser. It's not called on Baisif. It's just a regular Isser. Do we say Issachal al Isser? What's a nafkamina? Yibum. If the brother dies, if the first brother dies, if the second brother dies, if the first brother dies, if the first brother dies, so now, could that brother marry the sister? If it's just Nisav Achayat of Eisha Sachiv, then you could. You have to figure out the case. The Gemara is a case where one Issa falls off, does the second Issa pop on? So Gemara says, by Ein Issa Chal Isser, the second Issa hovers over it. As soon as the first one goes off, the second Issa is Chal. That's what Gemara says. That by Ein Issa Chal Isser, the second Issa sort of exists. And it comes as soon as the first Issa falls off, the second one comes on. Which is Geshmak with this Ramah. What did Ramah say? A man is Mizana with his wife's sister. Is Issa Achais Ishtai. That is Kshem Shasur Labala Sur Labayim. That's Nachal. Doesn't matter. As soon as the first one comes off, because his wife dies, so, and it's hovering over there, poof, and it lands, Asur Labayim. Shalma Yisrael. So we have a rule. In Ein Issa Chal al Isser, that even though the second Isser is not Chal, when the first one comes off, the second one lands. Okay? So this is This is what shtims very, very glad and very, very geschmack. There's only one problem. There's a shach in Yeridaya, the Reis Avachez. The shach has a case of a man who made a shvua or a neder, he asked a nevel on himself. Now, nevel is also anyway. You know, Shvua, I mean, I've seen it. So he made another shvua to asa nevel. Then he became a chayla and he needs to eat nevela. What do you say? Does he need a taras nedarim? Does he need a lap? Does he have to go through a taras nedarim? What? Well, why don't we say the isser is hovering over him, and poof, as soon as the other isser comes off, it should land on him. No, you say good. Well, the shach there writes that you don't need a taras nedarim. That's what he writes. And the Prima Gardin in his Akdama, and Akdama Kalalas, asks, why ain't it Kalalissa? We say the second Nisr is hovering there and it lands. So why doesn't the Issa land? So there's a letter, Avdim Blum, and back Avdim Blum, there are a few Chuvis, and he says what you were saying. He's saying the Shvu is different. You're saying rather that Sakana is different. It's still Nevela, just Lutter, but it's still Nevela. He says that Shvu is different. Besides a nisachal alisser, there's a din of a mishmavaimit, which is not a nisachal alisser, it's mishmavaimit arsina.
You have to make a bracha on it.
So they say that's different. You're right. Getting back here, we walk away with this klal, which does shtim. The shach's case notwithstanding, it shtims. They ain't nisachal alisser. The second isser sort of hovers in the air, and as soon as the first isser comes off, bang, the second isser comes, and that's the rule. That even though the person was usher anyway, I'll say when a chayis ishtay falls off, the shem shasur lebal, asur lebayel kicks in. So that's basically the long and short of this one. By yibum, we say that when the sister falls off,
it was boiled his sister-in-law. And then the brother died, the
husband died. She forced him to
eat.
Well, as long as his wife is mutter, it's one of the chamesh esrei nashim. He can't be miyavim anyway. So if his wife died, and then, so that's the Gemara says, as soon as his wife died, the other is the lands. The
Eishas Achim. That's
already
the Rabbanah.
What's the Rabbanah? Eishas Achim?
No, in Yisachar Lissa, no?
No, the Gemara is talking about that Eisa. Ain't it Chalas? That when it's Eishes Achiv, Achais Ishtev, Eishes Achiv doesn't is not Chal. But as soon as his wife dies, Eishes Achiv lands on him, and Eishes Achiv comes with Altibum, but Achais Ishtev kicks in. If his wife died first, then he could be Miadim.
Yeah, but don't we have a principle for Yibum that if at any point she was ineligible to be his wife, then
it had to be a point after the Chalais Yibam. It's true. If Bishas Yibam, she's Aser, she can't become with the later, because then she remains Isser. But if it's before Yibam, then I don't think that rule applies. Okay. So the question is, why don't we say the same thing? The Ra, when the woman's desire with a guy, and then he's Megayer, so the Chayrush say the same thing, that the Isser Bayom sort of hovers in the air and it should land on him afterwards. So the Goyin is saying, what's the Goyin's Svar? The Gra's saying, the Chayrush should. The Gra says there is different, because that Isser can never come off. Gershon is Gai, Kanshanayladami. The Isser that he had before doesn't come off. The Gra is very brief, but he says there is different. Everywhere it's emes that the Issa Boya lands on her, but by Gershon's guy Kanshanah Dami is different. That's what he says. Now I mentioned that it's hard to fit into the rush, but still, that's what he says. Yeah.
Interesting. Mention about Esther and Achashverosh. What kind of nisuin was that? Is there a kedusha in there?
Mordechai and Esther.
No, Esther and Achashverosh.
No, but remember, Nishnis Mizana without kedusha is still asa to husband. Right? She went into Achashverosh. So it's nus itself aser, it's not dafka kedusha.
Was that before the Rosh was born?
See, before she was an inus, she didn't become aser. Mordechai wasn't a kayin. But now, when she went involuntarily, She said kasher avadati avadati.
Was there actually any kedushin between the two?
No, you can't have kedushin without God. Okay. Let's see Sifchav Tes. So the last sifim here, Chav Tes, somebody will tell me a chiddush of Chav Tes. I don't know what the chiddush is. He says the following: Amra loy mesa ishtecha. They said to a man, "Your wife died." No, says a chaisa. He married his wife's sister. Achakach amru loy kayemes. They said your first wife is still around. So kayemes chaisa. She was alive at the time you married her sister. Umesa, and she died since. Havlad harishai mamzer. The child that he had from his wife's sister before his wife died is a mamzer. Ha'achrei, the one he has after his wife died, ain't a mamzer. Is not a mamzer because there's no, it's not an arayus anymore. I'm not sure what the chiddush here is, besides the fact that it's just a little of a strange outcome. You have two brothers, 100% brothers, same father and same mother, and one's a mamzer, one's not a mamzer. But lemaisa, it is that way. One, it was a chaisishtai. It was a chaisishtai. And the other, it wasn't. So I'm not sure what the chiddush and sifchav tes is. And what?
He married
her b'iser. He married her b'iser. When the iser came off, the marriage doesn't really stay because ain't kedush and taisa b'chay ve'arayis. But yeah, it doesn't matter. The gabi amamzeris, marriage has nothing to do with that.
Once the wife dies,
you have to do a new kiddush. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Even if they don't, a child born out of wedlock is not a mamzer. So, okay, so sif chav tes. They threw in an easy sif. What? Of course you need. Of course you do, because kiddush is not typhus in the image. Sif lamid. The second child? Yeah, if they didn't do a new kiddush. Yeah, it's out of wedlock, but there's almost no consequence to that.
So what segment does it go after he's born or the time he's arrived?
It's true. It should go by the time they became pregnant, not time was born. The language here is what?
When he's born.
It doesn't say, it just says.
But you look at the.
Taz Chafalev. Taz says, Mishandailat. Chedish Vesa Rishav. Achavir Shandailat Achakach. It's like a very strange. You should say Hiroyan Achakach. What?
Hey,
what?
But
we know, well, there's no suffix here. We know exactly when she died. So those it should be pregnancy later, it shouldn't be birth. That's a good question. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, even though he married her,
but
it's just left the marriage
with himself. He thought he married her. He gave her kedusha, kedusha so even though he was mezana with her before, means mezana with an eshes ish or a chos ishtai doesn't mean later children of mamzer. Okay, sif lamid is again an exception to relatives that are aser. Mishahaya le pilegesh. Now, there are two parts to this. One is easy and one is a chiddush. Mishahaya lay pilegesh. I mentioned to you once the Rambam holds that pilegesh is only for a king. Nobody else is allowed to have a pilegesh. But the other Rishayim hold what?
Doesn't count for the 18 wives. You have more pilegesh.
Okay, when you get to number 19, you'll let me know. Mishahaya lay pilegesh. Somebody who married a pilegesh, Rabbi Sai, v'loy. And there's no evidence that there was ever kiddushin. Muteres bekrayvav. Now, it means a man marries a wife, the wife's relatives are an erva. But a man takes a pilegesh, he's not osa to her relatives. You would say today, a man who gets married, civil marriage, without kiddushin, we hold a civil marriage is not a kiddushin. So he's not osur to the relatives of the civil marriage, which we understand. What? Again, a man took a woman without kedushin, so they don't become osur to each other's relatives. Right? They don't become to each other's relatives. Avo, here, im yesh edim that what? Now listen to this. Yesh Edim Sha'amra Ha'isha Kitsheni Bifnei Beis Edim. The woman says with no evidence. She just says, my husband was metadish me in front of two witnesses. Nesra Lekrevav. She's also Tarkrev. That means you have a couple, they have a civil marriage. And now the wife says, no, we had Kedushin. So now she becomes us to the Kraven. Aval im Omra Kacheni Stam. She just said he gave me Kedushin. Loy Omra Bifnei Shnei Videi Yadim. She didn't say it was a front of witnesses. Amit Vera Klum. Obviously, Amit Vera Klum. But otherwise, she could just say, there's no evidence. She just says that he gave me, my first husband gave me Kedushin in front of two. So now, she messes, she can't marry anybody. She's also a Kraven. She's so Fred the Taz has a few kashas here. He says any woman can get out of marriage. All she has to say is, a man was the Kaddish me earlier. I was in college, a man gave me Kiddusha. And she get out of a marriage. That's what we're saying. No evidence, no proof. He says, Kacheni. Someone gave you Kedushin in front of two witnesses. She's in trouble. She's a shish.
Children of Ramzerim.
Yeah, well, you can't make Ramzerim on your say so.
Maybe it's only
the Chumrah. If it's only the Chumrah, but her husband. We don't allow a woman to get out of a marriage by her testimony. Let's see how the Taz is. Taz Chavbeis is. What? She doesn't have everybody. She's a shish. So take a look in Taschov Beis, the first four lines till the end of the line Akan L'Shainai is the Shulchan Aruch again. It's just a Tshuva Sarash. After Akan L'Shainai, beginning of the fifth line, Lo Yamadeti Adas Rabbeinu Asher. He says, I don't understand the rush b'Tshuva Zu. The Ma'ari Sham Shekfarnes Katsha LeBen Achiv. The story in the Tshuva. Was she already got married to a relative of her first husband, of the first person she was a pilagish to? Kibavu sham bishaylum. That's the case over there. The kashali kivin shein sham edim el mepia emeres kacheni bifnei edim. There's no proof. It's her say so that she got married to the edim. Volkulam of dina seyan says, I can't find the edim. They left. He ain't an amenis lafkia atzma biyad ishe kitsha. There's a basic rule. A woman has no namanis to asa herself on her husband. Kedisa perakamishu daf yod beis. The Yehudi, the bisud Rebchia. Rebchia's wife, who's the terrible wife in Shas. So she said, the Amra li aim kibble. Should say Avicha? What do you have in the...
My father was Makabi.
Kibble, I think it says here, Kibble Bezdin. Kiddusha Kizutri. It says they call it Kibble Avich, no?
Yeah.
Kibble
yeah.
Avi. Kiddusha Kizutri. So, Baal Chasala. So, Rav Chia had a very... His wife had a hard time giving birth. She didn't have any more children. She says to her husband, by the way, I'm not allowed to be married to you. My father accepted Kiddusha from someone else before we got married. That's what she said. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chia, lav kol kamina idimech, dasu suchai lavei." So his her husband says, "Your mother we don't trust." My mother-in-law says, "Your mother we don't trust your mother to answer on me." So it's a Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. You know, they say a story if it's true or not by Rav Moshe that under the chuppah, the mother-in-law said, I don't know exactly what he said. The mother-in-law said, "It's on my conscience the whole time. My son is also to marry her. He's a mamzer." So without flinching, Rav Moshe said, "You have no demonis." And he did the Kedusha. So, it's a Vershe Gemara. I don't think I could do it without flinching. So Rav Moshe said, "You have no demonis. You know, go jump in the lake." Let me finish. Achanami. I mean, the Kaimel of a Perakaimer. Isha Shomer Kitsheni. Vuamu like Kedeshtia. Yesura Bekraivav. If she was a Pnuya at the time, in the case of the Gemara, it was beforehand, she can't take herself out. Any wife who's not happy with the marriage, Lipshita Sheda de Menes. Not only the mother was not believed, she did not believe. He needs to say Makuv Tezvav Linyan's Nos. It says a woman says I'm a Mizana Tachas Bayli. Tells her husband I'm a Mizana. So it does say if the husband believes sub-believer, it's a problem. But if the husband doesn't believe her, he's not Makuv to believe her. So this is the Taz's Kasha. How could a woman say that I had Kedushin b'fnei shtayedim and ask herself to her husband? That's Kasha number one. Sut miyali harbei b'emer k'tsheni stam d'alav klomu d'amai loy neima mashama k'tsheni ruvein v'adei Kedushin kamra. Why don't we ask her what she meant? She said k'tsheni hayinu b'fnei edim afilu b'emer b'fnei edim akati dei mashama hayi apostle b'kaidish k'gosh lo hayi yishava pruta. Why don't we always say maybe it wasn't a shava pruta? Avadi b'stomach and din kedushin kamra. Koshin Hashem v'zeh. So he's saying, I don't agree with the first psak, but if you agree that he says b'fnei shnayim she's believed, so he says k'tsheni stam. We should assume k'tsheni means just a normal kedushin. So this is his tamia on the tshuva sarash. But the tshuva sarash, the only way out is the chakas mechaykak. Chakas b'chaykak without an arichus, the bottom line on the simen, says, Haynu d'loy diskatcha adayin. She said it before she married this man.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I was previously married. So now she's not asking herself and her husband when she says it. Then she went and did kedushin. It's too late. She already asked herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the psak and lamed aleph, and the kandish isha, bin his batla kedushin b'shamba shahay al tanai, b'loy diskayim at tanai. A man gets married, and for one reason or another, the kedushin are over. Either it was al tanai, like this guy met tanai, or she kiddush bita shleimi daita v'nimsa baigris muta b'kroi b'nimsa baigris, or it was a case of kitcha bita shleimi daita, where it's not a kedushin ketana without the das of the baigris milkadish to repair it without the das of the isha nimsa baigris, she's a gedolus nachal. Mutter b'kroivaseha. So we have a rule that a kedusha is not a kedushin, doesn't answer you on kriv. And dafkin is bad for a kedushin, but a get and nothing get. But a person had to give a get because of this erder rabbanon. So then all the relatives are us. So this is the last page here we had of a man's mizana with a woman. He's not also in our relatives. If it's a pilegesh, he's not also in our relatives. And if it's a kedushin, that's batal. He's not us or their relatives. And this brings us to the end of Siman Tezvav. So we've navigated a very challenging Siman, which all the Arayas. And Bez Hashem, we have, I think, two more Sundays to go before the vacation. Tesayin, we'll see. I'll take a look. We can do Tesayin in two Shirim. If not, I'll take one of the small Simanim later that we can finish in two Sundays. And we'll do that in Yitzhashem. Next Sunday, wonderful Kabbalah Satayra to everybody.